excess of 20 miles per hour. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. The suspect in Saturday's deadly car attack on a cultural festival in Vancouver, Canada, has been identified. ABC's Matt Gutman.
A lively street festival suddenly filled with the screams of the wounded. At least 11 dead between the ages of 5 and 65, and more than two dozen injured. Authorities identifying the suspect as 30-year-old Kaiji Adam Lowe of Vancouver, charging him with 8 counts of second-degree murder, and they say more charges are coming.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries Monday attacked Republicans in the House and President Trump ahead of the president's 100 days in office mark Tuesday.
Will a handful of House Republicans step up on behalf of the American people and prevent the largest Medicaid cut in American history? Will House Republicans stand up for the veterans of America?
This is ABC News. A new study looks at the link between certain kinds of food and premature death.
Ultra-processed foods are made out of food extracts and additives. They include items like pre-made frozen meals, sodas, and energy drinks, along with sweets and other desserts. A new study published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine found that for each 10% increase in ultra-processed foods in a person's diet, their risk of dying early between the ages of 30 and 69 increased by 3%. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Preparations are underway inside the Sistine Chapel ahead of the conclave of cardinals that will choose the next pope. ABC's James Longman.
The Vatican announcing Wednesday, May 7th, conclave will begin, and the most powerful men of the Catholic Church will gather in the painted magnificence of the Sistine Chapel. Conclave, literally with key, means the cardinals will be shut off from the outside world. No communication, no news, no distractions from their sacred work.
I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Blustery and cooler today. Clouds this morning, then sun developing in the afternoon. A high of 58. Northwest winds 15 to 25. For tonight, mainly clear and chilly, a low of 35. Wednesday, early sun, and then a 30% chance of light rain by late afternoon, a high of 62. Wednesday night, cloudy, periods of light rain, and a low of 45. Thursday, mainly cloudy, light showers continuing at times, and a high of 60. Friday, partly sunny and cool, a small chance of sprinkles, and a high of 57. Right now, an east-northeast wind at 20 miles per hour. Our temperature was 73 at midnight. At a drastic drop to the current mark, it is 54. Yesterday's high was 82 here at the studios. We did receive just a trace of precipitation. A tornado watch ended at 12:45 this morning as well. That was allowed to expire as storms kind of moved, rolled through the western part of the state and northern part as well. But fortunately, never materialized here in our immediate area. We're at 54 degrees to start today out, Tuesday, April 29th.
So proudly we hail. knees and pray. Show him all your love. When your life is lonely and everything is wrong, and you don't know what to do, just get down on your knees and look up to heaven and say a prayer or two. Oh, you must pray every day. Pray every day. Pray to God up above. You've got to go all the way. Get out on your knees and pray. Show him all your love. If old Satan comes knocking on your door, don't let him in. He's got his eye on you. Don't be tempted, my friend, 'cause all he is sin, and he'll only bring sorrow to you. Oh, you must pray every day. Pray every day. Pray to God up above. You've got to go all the way. Get out on your knees and pray. Show him all your love.
We start the day in a positive way, Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, and pray every day. Before that, we had Faith Hill singing our national anthem today. It was a dark and stormy night. Hopefully you did all right. It looked like most of the storms rolled by us, passed through us, but that wind has been wicked. In fact, most of the time this morning, winds have been at 20 miles per hour or more. Now they have kind of lessened a little bit, right around 14 to 15 miles per hour, but yesterday, certainly a windy time. We had a gust of at least 26 miles per hour, it looks like, early evening last night. But it was pretty constant. I was at the ball game in Weston, and it was the flag was just like pointing straight out. There was no let up there for a long time. And you figure with a little bit of the rain that we've had and everything, there wouldn't be much dust, but there was. It dries out pretty quickly when you have a wind like that. We're at 53 to start the day. By the way, today is Tuesday, April 29th. As we get set for the day in Southwest Wisconsin, courtesy of the Light in the Milk House Show, powered by Brouhaha Roasters, here's Lori White.
A little crazy, he's a little I know I'm gonna find it, babe. It'll have my love behind it, and it will be a symphony of all you mean to me. Oh, very special love song. And babe, if there's a way, you know I'm gonna say it, babe. If there's a melody I'll play, and I'll play it through, especially for you, and all the words are true, a very special love song. So don't be surprised if you're sitting alone and you hear it. Sing it to the whole big lonely world. So turn your radio way down low and get near it, and I'll tell the world I love you, girl. Hey, if there's an ounce of love, I'm gonna give it to you, babe. There's a breath of life, I'm gonna live it every day for you, and oh, the whole night through, singing just for you, a very special love song for you.
Charlie Rich on the Milk House Show today. We remind you, nominations for UW Richland Alumni Association's Outstanding Alumni are due by today. Contact Kathy Granger at 608-489-3629 or mail to E17384, County V, Hillsborough, or email to fairladykkg@yahoo.com. A Red Cross blood drive is happening today from noon until 4 at the Linden Fire Station. For all the appointments, you can certainly make those at 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Reminders from today's community calendar. We'll share with you a few sport notes coming up.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO. Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and 5 shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Hi, this is Brian from Walsh's Ace. Red Hot Buys are heating up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stock up on Scott's Turf Builder to get your lawn looking its best. Plus, save big on Rust-Oleum Custom 5-in-1 spray paint. Get $2 off when you buy 2 cans, 4 off when you buy 3, or 6 off when you buy 4 or more. Don't miss these sizzling deals with your Ace Rewards card. Stop by Walsh's Ace today, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
There are no longer watches or warnings today. Probably the biggest detriment is the wind, which we got kind of used to yesterday as well. We're headed toward a high of 58 later with blustery and cool conditions and pretty constantly 15 to 25 mile an hour winds. Coming up, a look at sports courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. A few games were canceled last night, and a few were played. And among those played, a very good one at Casanova last night. Weston was a 2-0 winner over Ithaca in Ridge and Valley Conference baseball, a game that lasted an hour and 20 minutes last night. A fine pitching effort from Isaac Jennings, who got the win for Weston, and Sammy Clary, who suffered the loss for the Bulldogs. Elsewhere, Fenimore was a winner, 5-1 over River Valley. Potosi-Cassville, 3-0 over Highland in baseball. River Ridge, 11-1 over Schulzburg-Benton. Belmont, 13, Argyle-Blackhawk, 2 in 5 innings. High school softball, it was Ithaca over Weston, 14-1. Also a win for River Valley over Sauk Prairie, 14-4 in 6 innings. Riverdale, 25-0 over Boscobel. Cuba City, 10, and Fenimore, 0 in 6 innings. Highland edged Potosi-Cassville 2-1. Broadhead 6-1 over Dodgeville. Iowa Grant got the win against Southwestern 12-9. And River Ridge 16-3 over Benton-Schulzburg in softball. The Chicago White Sox begin a 3-game series at home against the Milwaukee Brewers this evening. The Brewers at 14-15, third in the National League Central, taking on the 7-21 White Sox, who are fifth in the American League Central. Freddy Peralta opposes Bryce Wilson, and that game is coming up tonight, 6:40 for the first pitch time on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in baseball news, the Mets over Washington 19-5, Cincinnati 3-1 over St. Louis, Atlanta beat Colorado 6-3, the Dodgers 7, Miami 6. Minnesota was a winner in the American League 11-1 over Cleveland, Baltimore 4, the Yankees 3, Houston 8, Detroit 5, the Athletics 2-1 over Texas. From the NBA playoffs, Cleveland was a winner against Miami 138-83. They left no doubt on the way to round two and finished off the most lopsided series in NBA playoff history. And Golden State was a winner over Houston, final score of 109-106. From the NHL playoffs, Florida 4-2 over Tampa Bay and Dallas 6, Colorado 2. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
We hope you're doing just peachy today. Hopefully you were able to sleep through the storms last night, which didn't really amount to much, but there was a lot of wind. I could hear things bumping in the night, wondering what was being tipped over and blown across the yard. But right now we're at 50 degrees in Richland Center. And guess what, kids? It's aerobic polka time, sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
Here you go. Ready to power up? It's aerobic polka time. A one and a two.
One, two, three, four.
Hey! There you go, the Big Bang Polka from the T-Bones right here on WRCO Radio. Light in the Milk House Show, Tuesday edition. Here are the Everly Brothers.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird, a very funny joker. He's a bird, but when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. His joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby. He's a bird dog. What a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick.
In the holler where I was born, where the cool fall lights make the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town. I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Before they took it away. Now the geese fly south and the cold wind moans as I stand here and hang my head. I've lost my love, I've lost my home, and now I wish that I was dead. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why and look for a job in the town? What have you done
Light in the Milk House Show, WRCO, J.D. Crow, and the New South and the Old Home Place. Today's forecast calls for a high of 58, blustery and cooler today. Clouds this morning, then sun developing this afternoon. Mainly clear and chilly tonight, a low of 35. Wednesday, early sun, then clouding up. Tomorrow's high 62, with a 30% chance of late afternoon rain, and periods of rain perhaps on Wednesday night. A low of 45. Thursday, mainly cloudy with light showers continuing at times. A high of 80. Friday, partly sunny and cool. A small chance of sprinkles and a high of 57. Right now, northeast winds are at 15 to 18 miles per hour. And we're down to our overnight low. Quite a drop from 73 early this morning. Right now, it is 48 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Plant 25 update. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The planting pace for U.S. corn and soybeans has made significant advancements over the past week. The USDA says 24% of corn is planted nationwide compared to the five-year average of 22%, with 5% emerged, slightly ahead of the average. 18% of soybeans are planted compared to the normal rate of 12%. For Wisconsin, corn planting is at 4%, with soybeans 6% planted. About a quarter of anticipated spring tillage is done, 3 days faster than usual. The USDA says its plan to combat highly pathogenic avian influenza is working. Brownfield's Erin Anderson filed this report from her stop in Ohio Monday.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the department's five-pronged approach has brought down wholesale egg prices, but there's still work to do.
Almost immediately, we saw the wholesale price of eggs come down, and in about 4 weeks, the wholesale prices come down 56%. So depending on what part of the country you are from, the retail prices have followed. But overall, the average prices have come down for wholesale eggs between 56 and 58%.
She says the short-term importation of eggs has helped producers meet demand.
We had immediate agreements reached with Turkey and South Korea and a few other countries while our egg farmers here repopulate.
From Versailles, Ohio, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
The president of Minnesota Pork is emphasizing the potential harm trade wars can have on agriculture. Todd Selvig says tariffs cause retaliation and uncertainty.
Really good to get our opinions out there and to tell people the state of the industry and that we're not just unscathed at all this stuff.
The Waseca crop and livestock farmer tells Brownfield about 25% of U.S. pork is exported.
So that trade is a super important area that we have to focus on and keep those trade negotiations going.
Selvig says one way the Trump administration can help offset potential damage from trade disputes is by opening new markets. And several state corn grower associations are asking Ford to bring back flex fuel vehicles.
As corn growers are filling up their vehicles in their communities, they don't have the option to be able to fill up on an E85.
Missouri Corn Executive Director Bradley Shad says more than 20 other state corn groups, alongside the National Corn Growers Association, sent a letter to Ford Motor Company in mid-April asking them to produce flex fuel vehicles again, including the F-Series pickups.
If there's regulations that they need changed to be able to help, you know, work with us. Don't work against us and just kowtow to the electric vehicle mandate that had been pushed forward by the previous administration.
The letter says American-grown ethanol has many benefits, and at a time when farm families are navigating uncertain markets, rising production costs, and shrinking global demand, it's essential to maintain diverse fuel choices that support the economy. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly commodity market update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting weekly commodity market update at brownfieldagnews.com.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon with Temsac Auction Realty with sales results of upcoming events. We had a bigger crowd. Large squares topped at $160 a ton and large rounds at $110 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Couple sales online right now. Our spring consignment is ending April 30th at 6 p.m. soft close. And Darlene Moravitz Estate ending May 14th at 6 p.m. soft close again. For more info, go to www.temsacauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store.